Hi, everyone. It's Doug Fabrizio with Creative Utah Challenge number 4. We're partnering with the Utah Arts Festival on this series of challenges to get you to make some art. The Arts Festival gets underway on the 25th, and each Friday between now and then, we're going to be posting a short podcast that has a theme for the week, a challenge for the week, and then we'll give you a few ideas about how to go about it. This time, this week, we're asking you to take a piece of paper and do something with it. That's pretty much it. You can do whatever you want with it. You can draw on it or write on it or fold it, cut it, whatever you want. Marnie Powers-Torrey is the managing director of the Book Arts Program in Red Butte Press here at the University of Utah. And she sees a piece of paper as more than just something that sits there, this one-dimensional thing. She sees paper as an incredible tool for creativity, especially now in the digital age.
In a sense, it's really become a material that we don't come into contact with as much as we once did. So we've almost kind of circled back. If you look historically, like paper was once, you know, only for the upper crust, the people who could really afford it. And we've now come back to a point where it is, in a sense, more of a rarity. Personally, I believe that as long as we have these little claw-shaped things attached to the ends of our arms, we want to touch things. We want to move things around. We want our brain to have that connection with our hands, and paper allows us to do that.
What do you love about paper?
So tactility. Different papers have different textures. You know, paper has sound. There's a rattle, and, you know, that you just heard is just printer paper, yeah. You know, simple everyday paper. When you get into more paper that's made out of natural fibers, there's a different sound, and there is a luxurious tactility. Again, I think it's more so in the last 10 years.
What can you do with paper? I mean, a lot of people think it's just, you know, you write something down mm-hmm. on it, but you see it for its functionality, right? I mean, you
right.
see it in a way that I think a lot of us don't.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that it's, you know, just a piece of paper. We actually have a workshop for educators, and it's just a piece of paper. But what happens to that piece of paper when you fold it, when you create flaps out of it, flags, when you slice into it? Perhaps you are cutting it into strips and then connecting those strips together. So once it moves into the third dimension, it becomes a really dynamic, kinetic object with multiple planes.
You've talked about the chemical bond that happens when paper is made. Explain that to me a little mm-hmm. bit more, because that it seems like that bond seems in any way important to you in the way you think about mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. working with paper.
At its basic form, the papermaking process is macerated natural fibers in a vat of water, and they're evenly distributed. The papermaker's what's called a mold and deckel is pulled from the vat. The water seeps out, and the fibers start to connect at that time. But once you cooch the paper onto a felt and then press it in a press, that's when that hydrogen bond occurs. And it's amazingly strong. So often mm-hmm. this paper may have sizing in it, et cetera, that kind of helps that process cement into place. But it just astounds me that this paper can do so much. If you slice it and perhaps put slits in it, you could build like a card-like structure that we're all familiar with, pop-ups. I mean, that's all of paper, but mm-hmm. it becomes very, very sculptural and tough.
So the physical nature of working with paper to you is important. This idea that you're working with your hands, with a physical thing, an analog thing. This is not a digital thing. This is not a screen thing. We're using our hands. That's important cognitively for us?
Yes, and I also think physically it's important for us. I mean, at the Book Arts Program, we're not against technology.
No.
We certainly utilize it quite a bit. But I think we need to peel ourselves away from there a little bit. You know, we all start to comment that our handwriting's gone downhill because we type all the time, right? And I think that in terms of creative practice, that paper can enable us to have a real physical experience with creative expression. And, you know, this could take 10 or 15 minutes a day just to kind of break away from your engagement, constant engagement with the screen, and use those hands for something else other than clicking and typing.
What difference does it make?
I think that we lose an agility. I also think that being physically involved with the materials pulls something out of you that couldn't otherwise. We get very cerebral with our ideas, and making them concrete, actually expressing them by folding, making a mark, by moving words around on a page, all of those things engage us in a different way than the flat screen in front of us.
So mark making. Mm-hmm. That's the most primitive.
Yeah. I mean, if you think of, you know, cave dwelling, we certainly have plenty of marks on rocks in the state.
Yeah.
And I frequently refer to that in terms of, I mean, that's really even how writing began on clay tablets is marks in clay. So the need for humans to communicate dates back to, you know, very early times, and how we developed a means to have language, I think, is at the root of who all of us are.
What does it mean that we make a mark? What's significant about that? That's, we're being creative on one hand.
Mm-hmm.
We're expressing our identity.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying, what, I was here.
Mm-hmm. Precisely. Precisely. And I think establishing some kind of ownership out of something that, you know, if you look at the word creative, to create, to produce. So you are either taking raw materials and making something from them, or potentially a blank canvas and making a mark on that. And the mark might consist of a gesture. It might be, I don't know, maybe your dog's paw print is,
yeah,
you know, expressive of what's important to you. And it could be a brush mark. It really depends what you have available. And that really, I think, is a critical piece to remember, is that you don't need to go out and buy art supplies. You can make from whatever's around you, you know. Potentially, from where you're listening now, you could reach an arm out and grab a ballpoint pen or a dull pencil. And that's going to shape the kind of mark that you're making on the page. And I think there's a real strength to that, just creating from where you are and what you see at the time and what you happen to be thinking.
So let's talk about the practical part of this. Where we start, I guess, then, if you're giving guidance to people out there ready for this creative challenge, is just look around you, I guess. Look to see what you've got. You don't, as you said, you don't need to go to the art store.
Exactly, exactly. And as I understand it, our constraint today is to take an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. And that may be grabbed from your printer. Don't have a printer, don't have a ream of paper around, which often people don't these days.
Yeah, it's true.
Just like none of us carry cash, right? Same deal. So everyone has junk mail. You know, do something with it, make something, repurpose it. A lot of it is 8.5 by 11. So I think either of those places would be a great place to start.
Fold it, mark it, whatever, right? I mean, I guess look at it,
figure
out what, try it.
What I would say with the junk mail, my approach to that, and a cool artist to look at would be Tom Phillips, who started in the 70s and is still, he's actually has an app on an iPhone now too,
wow,
which is a book art app. So take a look at that. But essentially, he took entire text blocks, which is text on a page, and he treated it visually. So he redacted areas. You could cut areas out, text out that you don't want. If you still have white out around, that's really fun to play with. You can redact it with a Sharpie. You can erase it, sand it, and then create your own list poem or free verse, or perhaps it's an abstract statement from what you regenerated from your not your credit card company, that annoying credit card company.
Right.
So repurpose it, and that in a way can be really cathartic as well. If you're starting with a blank piece of paper, I would advise just treating the whole thing. And what I mean by that is maybe you have watercolors, maybe your coffee grounds are still in the coffee pot from this morning, and you could stain it with that. You could also mark it, or if you have a typewriter around, you could make patterns with slashes and X's and O's. So you use the whole sheet of paper.
That's Marnie Powers-Torrey of the University of Utah's Book Arts Program and Red Butte Press. She also shared with us some instructions on how you make a small codex out of a single sheet of paper. We made a short video to show you how, and you can see it on our website, radiowest.kuer.org. So grab a piece of paper and make something with it. And then when you do, take a picture of it and share it on social media and use this hashtag CreativeUtah. You can also email it to us and we'll post it for you. Just send it to radiowest@kuer.org.